For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Of all the art forms that reward time spent in the field, think of painters, composers, jazz musicians, classical ballet dancing is not among them. The average ballerina has about 10 years on the job, which is why Crystal Brothers is, let's say, really special.
I have a vintage vehicle, honey. She's a classic.
Her body, she means. Brothers has been dancing with Ballet Memphis for 23 seasons. Now at the age of 43, she's outlasted most of her peers. Dance magazines have written articles about her survival tactics.
We all know that bodies don't last forever, you know? I sleep in boots. That's uncomfortable.
That's therapy boots, which keep her legs from cramping at night.
It's serious. I ice my feet. I take at least 3 baths a day. I have heating pads attached to my body with elastic bands and TheraBands, and I'm, shoving a heating pad down my pants for my lower back.
Ballet is where the world of art meets the world of athletics, especially when it comes to the risk of injury, sometimes for good. Brothers knows this all too well. Right out of high school, she landed her dream job with Boston Ballet's second company. Then it was all over.
I had stress reactions in both tibias and in my 5th metatarsal. I can't remember. Maybe it was my left foot. We'll say left.
She was out of work until Ballet Memphis found her on the mend at a cattle call audition in New York City. The 5'4", 19-year-old dancer with bright red hair would soon transform into a Memphis swan and any other role that came her way. Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella, Giselle 3 times.
Which is really hard, and you have to do a lot of sweating and a lot of nitty-gritty work to do that.
In ballet, grace is an illusion created from sore muscles and cracking joints. But some injuries are even harder to hide. For Brothers, that came 18 years into her marriage to Memphis musician Steve Reed.
At times I thought the pain would do me in, but now I finally understand.
I lost him just a few years ago to a heart attack. But the deal with that is my wounds are sometimes very close to the skin.
Brothers is learning to say goodbye once more. This weekend is her last performance under contract as a Ballet Memphis dancer. Retirement wasn't an easy decision, but like everything in dance, it was a matter of timing.
I want this decision to be mine. I want to go out on top. I always have, which means that there is still gas in the tank. I can still go, and people don't understand that, and so neither does my soul. My soul wants to keep going. But I truly want, the epitome of my dancing to be, my last note, my last footfall on the stage.
The next chapter of her career is in some ways about healing her body and others. She's studying massage therapy. She has no regrets about becoming a dancer.
I mean, seriously, every color on the rainbow, I feel like I have gotten to breathe in and drink, and I'm just incredibly grateful to be the one that they turn to. Hey, CB can do this.
And if there's one thing that her dance career has borne out in countless arabesques, grand jetés, and pirouettes, is that Crystal Brothers really can do just about anything. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.